little bit today. The God particle has arrived, and his name is Rich.
Little teeny thing.
That's it, right. So we have another hour of conversation the day after the 4th of July. Hopefully you had a good one. If you're still without power in the sweltering heat, sorry about that. At least the number has gone from 2 million to 900,000, Richie, in your area of the Mid-Atlantic, but people still, you have your power back.
I got it back on Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Heather Bachman is here. She's had, well, you haven't had too much trouble with the heat, right? You're all right.
It's not too bad, actually. Yeah. Luckily, being an older house, it stays fairly cool in there, so it's easy to...
Jennifer said it was cool yesterday in Los Angeles.
I had a sweatshirt on yesterday.
Really?
It never happens. I'm telling you, it's so moderate and nice.
Oh, Megan said it was great down by the beach, so it's usually the other way around. It's usually cooler on the beach and warmer in the valley.
There's some weird monsoonal flow going on in L.A., and so the valley was actually cooler for, like, the first time ever
in the world. Here's what climate change looks like. So say lots of people. There have been tons of blogs. We might want to post this on Facebook and or Twitter and ask people if they think the weather this week. We started with what's the Hispanic name for what happened to you, Richie? It's some
derecho.
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 Okay. So we've had hundreds of millions of people affected by that and the power outages. The weather's weird on the West Coast, so some say. But derechos have been happening for all, or we just haven't paid attention to them.
Well,
and some of the other things. Now, this is more severe.
It usually doesn't get across the mountains here into the really populated areas of the East Coast.
Now, there is a record-breaking heat wave in the upper Midwest. The storms that we're talking about, the fire in Colorado, which is finally sort of getting under control. All these people who have died in West Virginia, Maryland, Virginia, Ohio, Washington, D.C. It affected the celebration yesterday in Washington, too, so, to a certain extent, didn't it, Richie?
There were a lot of local fireworks that were canceled because of it. Like in Montgomery County, which is in Maryland, just bordering in D.C., almost all of their fireworks are canceled just because traffic lights are out.
Yeah.
You know, just the power to be able to run the infrastructure to get people in and out is down.
And yesterday or last night, there are two big celebrations that get televised, the one in Washington on the 4th of July and the one in Boston. And the Boston celebration was washed out because
crazy. They evacuated.
Well, you see, this is your typical of what has
storm.
There was a lightning and thunderstorm that came in, and every one of these GD television stations in Boston came on the air, breaking news, scaring the hell out of everybody. There's been an evacuation.
Right.
Everybody's running away. They're running because it's like the War of the Worlds or something. it's just nonsensical. Ridiculous.
I'm so over this. The local news radio station here is just horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible station when it comes to that.
Yeah, it's just freak out everybody.
Yep.
Time. And I'm so sick of it.
Let's get ratings on scaring the bejesus out of
people. And, you know,
people.
Part of that story is this climate change discussion that takes place. So things are changing, and things continue to change. It basically, if I can bring it back around to the discussion of the God particle for a minute, the reason that everything exists and happens is because of movement. Any of the discussions about quantum physics that anybody has had, and I know this is not breakfast conversation necessarily.
No,
let's have quantum physics for breakfast.
My head is about
cereals and physics.
Well,
yeah, your head will
explode because this stuff is so complicated. It is beyond most people's imagination. The universe, the Higgs particle, but your imagination, if you have anything at all in your mind, there is much to be commemorated here. And so the idea of flames, rapid oxidation, slow oxidation is rusting, same thing is happening, only slower, things are changing their cellular structure. In order to have cells, you got to have atoms. In order to have atoms, you got to have now, apparently, a subatomic particle that feeds the atomic particle, which is all we knew. When most of us went to high school or college and we studied this stuff, most people didn't study it unless you specialized in it in college. So back off to high school and what you learned about the atom when you were studying chemistry. And the various atomic, like H2O, how does the atomic structure of that
structure,
work?
Yeah.
We all remember those graphs and the books and the teacher put them up on the board and we looked at it and said, what are you nuts? What does that mean? Because we didn't get it.
I used to know that entire periodical.
Did you really?
Yeah, I have not
the
a clue.
The periodical tables?
I have not a clue anymore.
I used to know the whole
thing. Well, we had to memorize it kind of when we were in school, right? So now, that's something I haven't even use that word since I was in high school. The subatomic particles and the...
I didn't even use it in high school, by the way. Never quite made it that far. But Earth science was fantastic.
So the climate change thing, if you really boil it down to what seems almost nonsensical, you get into these discussions, and for everything that is... where there is a breakdown, there's a further breakdown. And the same thing is true for growth. It is just a restructuring, a reallocating of the particulates of life, building blocks of life. And God love, I mean, the expression of my sadness about Edgar, my pal dying the other day, and thinking about how the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust, what happens to your body? You have had this miraculous trip. Edgar's only lasted 65 years, and he went all through all kinds of things with his body, and we all do. But when you get down to the basics of how it is that your body is built from that one, and now maybe it isn't an atom, you have these cells,
the subparticles
that get together, but the cells are made up of these particles that we're talking about, and is the essence of God in every one of them? That's the question. And sort of it's been answered by these lab in Chicago is another one that's been working on this in Switzerland, and they have found this...
They call it the God particle, and it's basically it's broken down to the one particle that is the beginning of all mass. And that's why they call it the God particle.
Einstein wrote, normal adults don't stop to think about such concepts as space and time. There are things children ask about. My secret is I remained a child. I always ask the simplest questions. I ask them still. That was what Peter Trahan, who's on our staff, wrote. He did a lot of, he's fascinated with this sort of stuff.
He's a science geek.
Yeah, he is.
For sure.
And so he sent me along some of his thoughts. And I thought that they were really very interesting. And so I would ask you to take some time and think about the concept of time. Think about the concept of space. Think about everything that you see because you cannot avoid, even if it's a ceramic vase. The particles in there are moving. They're just moving so slowly that it stays in its shape. A rock is the same thing. Things that are like wood, they stay in a particular shape until they rot, change to a different force. Wood is solid, but not as solid as rock. Rock comes from wood. Coal, gold, diamonds.
Well, everything comes from the same thing.
Right.
It's just a matter of how pressurized it is.
It is. And so how can you think that at some point in time, what your body is or has become may become a rock?
You know... And this is a little bit of a detour.
This is really, you're going to really get ahead. Folks, I'm going to have to stop this pretty soon because everybody's going to have a headache. Go ahead, Richie.
Okay, so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about the other day about like toothpaste and hair gels and stuff like that you use, products that you use in your bathroom and soap that go down the drain and then end up poisoning the water supplies. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, why is that? These things that we use, toothpaste, can only be made from things that come from this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they then become a pollutant to the earth?
You may want to define pollutant, and I'm not sure. I think we've taken...
Chemicals can only be made from things that we can find on this earth, right? It's not
interesting. See, well, hold on, let me just speak to that for a second, because that's a hot button on the farm. We hear a lot about chemical fertilizers, and the organic people don't use them. We use things that are supposedly natural. But all the chemicals, as you've just intelligently pointed out,
right,
come from the earth. You can't, I mean, you can manufacture supposedly things that are artificial, but by its very definition and substance, something, it all has to start with something.
Exactly.
And that something is this particle that we're talking about. So when you look at the computer or the printer, it looks like an inanimate object. It really isn't, because it comes from, it is manufactured. We've changed the molecular structure by heating it, for example, steel. Steel is nothing more than cooked ore that has come out of the ground.
Right.
And the hotter you cook it, the harder it becomes.
You know what this is going to get to, don't you?
I'm going to get a headache, and I'm, what?
Everything is alive. Everything has rights. Everything has feelings. You cannot throw that printer in the trash because it is alive.
Yeah.
We have to fight for our right to party.
All right. Okay.
So Jennifer usually complains when we talk about cars. This one, I'm not sure. Jennifer, where are you?
Oh, no, I'm totally fascinated by
this.
Yeah,
it's fascinating stuff.
Snooze fest.
Yeah.
No, this is fascinating. It's just this early in the morning. You have to remember, it is 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. It's fascinating conversation. Yeah.
It's hurting my head.
So Peter writes to all the men and women throughout the ages, Aristotle, Galileo, Newton, Einstein, Maxwell, and others, thousands of people who have contributed to this quest. You are to be congratulated. For a moment at least, when we read the headlines, we take a moment to marvel at space, time, and the universe. Pretty much you marvel at everything. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden. I think we'll spend some time celebrating Independence Day a little bit more, and I'll tell you why I think that may be worthwhile in a few moments, because not only do we think it's important, I think we have a whole week anyway. Pretty much everybody is on coast for the week. So I'll tell you why I'm thinking that in a moment or two. 21 after on Good Day.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Living in the USA.
They're actually touring this summer.
Very good.
Do you know who his early best friend was and who played with him before he got really famous?
Steve Miller?
Yeah.
His early best friend?
One of his early best friends. They were like a band together, and then they kind of went on their own, and then that's when they both got really big.
Really?
Rappy.
Boss Gags.
Boss Gags.
Wow.
Yeah. Steve Miller, arguably bigger than Boss Gags.
Bigger hits, but not more hits, I would say.
All right, so we're celebrating Independence Day the day after for a couple of different reasons. I think we ought to hear a little from Brooks and Dunn, so to set the mood as well, Richie.
Me too. Only in America.
Displayed, people driving around with an appropriate moment here to reflect on yesterday's program. And I will do it using two email. Email addresses doug@dougstefan.com or heather@dougstefan.com or rich@dougstefan.com or jennifer@dougstefan.com plus facebook.com/good day and at Twitter it's @good day show. I got a lady named Cheryl who says, writes, "Good morning, Doug. Happy Independence Day. I love listening to your radio show every chance I can here on WLNI in Lynchburg, Virginia. A few weeks back, you were talking about the movie The Bridge on the River Kwai, starring William Holden, Alec Guinness, and Jack Hawkins. The music to the movie that you were trying to remember is the Colonel Bogey March. Very spirited, still a toe-tapping sound to this day. Glad to be able to help you out. Love your program, Cheryl." So she was listening to the program yesterday, and I think The Bridge on the River Kwai actually could be. It's not a patriotic song, but yet when you listen to it, you sort of sit up straight.
You want to march
and you pay
along.
Attention, exactly.
Yeah.
And isn't that what Independence Day is all about? It's a march, in a sense. Right? This is very cool.
Yeah, our country banded together, marching forward to conquer all.
Right. All right, now,
instead of backward.
Here's a gentleman named Don McHale.
From McHale's Navy?
Well, I'm not sure. He's new to the program. He writes, "I'm new and I can't figure out what this show is about."
Join the
Neither
club.
Can we.
"I don't relate to any of today's conversations. Seems like kitchen table talk that's about the family. Today's Independence Day." So I thought I would spend a moment addressing that because we are a family. And that's something that I hold very dear. My radio family, my farm family. And yes, this program is an acquired taste in the sense that most any radio program that goes on and on, this is a program that has lasted, this is our 24th year, actually, of doing the Good Day program started in October of 1988, 3 or 4 months after Rush Limbaugh started. His program is the longest-running syndicated radio show, and mine is the second-longest-running syndicated radio program in the country. And so when I reflect back on that sort of a comment, which sometimes I get, it may or may not have been appropriate to talk about my friend Edgar yesterday, who passed on Tuesday. On Monday. I was not here. Was it Monday or Tuesday? I forgot. No,
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Right, it was Tuesday. And so, because we are family, we do talk about the things that mean a lot. Maybe in this circumstance it was personified, but we all go through these circumstances, and through perhaps our experiences, people will understand perhaps things that have happened in their family. That's what it's aimed at doing, not necessarily purposefully. I'm sorry, sir, that you... I am happy you're new, the program. And understandably, maybe it's harder to figure things out when you come into the middle of something, so I'll do a better job of telling my stories. 28 after the hour.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and, as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Kathy Drake, Army Nurse Corps.
I'm an operating room nurse. I thought we really did well. Of course, in Pyongyang, we were set up in a Russian medical school, so we had private operating rooms. Beautiful. When you think back, we just did everything just like we did in the States. When we were taken out of Korea, I was at that time, we were sent back to Japan. And then I came back to Korea. There it was the same thing, but that was an all tent operation. There we had one big tent for the operating room, and we had 7 tables that we were running. So you're really working fast to keep the, when you have a big push on, you have all those casualties, and you're working as fast as you can. And then when the push is over, you know, then there's the idle time. There's not much to do.
See more heroes.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of 4 a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy 2 or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is off this week, so we don't have our daily Queen of Cheap, but there are a lot of details on deals that are ongoing. You can check them out at DougSteffen.com. Excuse me.
You okay over there?
You'll be all right.
I just had
I was drinking juice
and I was eating blueberries.
You and your juice.
Yes, and grapes.
You're a blueberry eater.
I am, and grapes. All right, so 34 after the hour. Independence Day was yesterday, Declaration of Independence. All of the people who signed it, we were talking about some of the folks who were there. Thomas Jefferson was the major author. You knew that, right?
Right.
Of the Declaration of Independence. Had help from John Adams.
How come John Hancock is the biggest signature then?
Well, because he had the biggest pen.
Okay.
It happens all the time, Red.
Come on, what's the matter with you?
What's your problem?
Yeah, all right. Where have you been? Speaking of the biggest pen, sometimes the biggest, what's the old business about the pen is mightier than the sword?
Yes.
So as Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise get ready to do battle, a lot of people are wondering how crazy really is Tom Cruise, or how, you know, the news media has never been fair to Scientology. And, you know, people say, what do you mean, be fair? They're a bunch of kook among us. They have, if you're going to take on Scientology that way, then you got to take on pretty much every other religion, because every other religion has its kookamonga facets. Mm-hmm. It's just some is more acceptable.
Yeah, you describe any religion, and it seems kind of
right.
Funny.
Right, okay. So anyway, Katie Holmes seems to be happy to be away from him. All of the things, Jennifer, that are being suggested by the tabloids, the things that Tom did or didn't do because of Scientology, or that she did or didn't do because of Scientology. Did she not go to the Dawson's Creek reunion movie because he said no?
That's
apparently,
the rumor.
Yeah, that is the rumor.
That he didn't want her to go backwards. That was the thing.
What would I don't honestly probably shouldn't admit this. I didn't know anything. I mean, I've heard the show discuss Dawson's Creek. I didn't think about it. What was that show about?
It was Dawson and his creek. It was a teenage story of Dawson, and Katie Holmes played Joey, and they were in love, and then they weren't in love, and she was in love with Pacey, who plays Peter on Fringe. And it was a big cast. So Pacey was the guy from Fringe. Dawson's Creek is Dawson is James Vanderbeek. Then you had Katie Holmes in it, and then Michelle Williams, who's won an Oscar and was in My Week with Marilyn, she was in it as well. Busy Phillips was in it. So it was a jumping point for a lot of big stars right now.
It was. Mm-hmm. So did you watch it too, Heather?
I never watched
it.
I didn't.
Really? We actually would have parties. A couple of my friends would get together every week and would have Dawson parties.
You'd listen to NSYNC during the commercial breaks.
Whatever. I was young, okay?
So have they done the movie already, or could she still become a part of it?
They actually stopped the movie because she wouldn't be a part of it.
Oh, so now she can be a part of it and they can go ahead with it.
She wanted to do it because she said she wanted to have some fun. She wanted to reconnect with her fans because she's been taking these more serious roles. She hasn't gone back and done anything kind of just lighthearted like Dawson's was.
So she's worth $25 million. He's worth 10 times that. Made $75 million last year. Tops the Forbes list of movie-making money. And it doesn't want to give her any. She's hired this big-time New York attorney.
Her dad is known for a high-powered lawyer who is helping kind of orchestrate this whole move with her.
Behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, it becomes interesting conversation.
Apparently, this had been going in the planning stages with her and her dad planning how this would all play out and kind of setting up all of the chess pieces before they actually pulled the rug out from under him.
Yeah.
And apparently he was, away, and then they...
He's doing a movie somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so is that more interesting than how much potato salad was eaten yesterday?
I had a little potato salad.
I had coleslaw.
We had a coleslaw with ramen noodles in it.
It was really
interesting.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. So is that more important than Tom Cruise?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I think it is.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, no. Listen to Jennifer.
For me. Forget potato salad. Come on.
Potato salad. Jennifer, you said, by the way, Jennifer's going to update the television report in a few minutes, including the plans for a new celebrity apprentice. You got that story, Jennifer, right?
I do, yeah. An all-star cast.
You sent me something yesterday, which I thought about as I read it, commemoration of our 236th anniversary, and how, if we look back, and this is what we don't do well, because not taught well in school, news media certainly doesn't do it, understanding the history of our country, and how we were, in essence, divided then. It's always been, things that have advanced us have always taken place because we were divided. Mm-hmm. And it isn't necessarily, this is how I read this, Jennifer, you can tell me if you think I've interpreted it right or wrong. We have states. So we separate ourselves as the United States, but yet we have individual states in the Union. In those states, we have communities. We have towns and we have cities. In those towns and cities, we have boroughs. And in them, we have different, we have churches and we have businesses. And we have, for example, an insurance company is on one side of the street owned by one fellow on the other side of the street, another insurance company. They are basically at war. They are divided because they try to get your business. Think about how it all breaks down. I mean, it's sort of, we're talking about the God particle earlier. For those of you who were not listening, it is now apparent that it isn't just the atom, but it's a particle that is subatomic in size that is responsible for creating, if you will. And so we can break down the point I'm trying to make here is that the division of cells that happens as bodies grow or objects grow, that same sort of division takes place not just on the body and the earth and all that we tend to think about what is living. Isn't our country and these various parts all a living sort of being in and of itself?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's the same model.
Yeah.
Just in a different form.
Right. So when you think about all of the things that we have been able to overcome, if that's what it is, in 236 years, you can become a little more optimistic about the state of things, even though today the damn news media would have you think that everything is going to hell.
But,
and there are a lot of problems, to be sure, and they aren't some of them getting any better. But we, and I don't mean just we as Americans, just we as people, but this planet and the existence, back to the headache again.
But it's the way it works. It's the way there's conflict, there's pull, there's yin-yang, there's push-pull.
Why can't we all get along?
No, but I will tell you, and you always ask this question, and it's a great thing.
Yeah.
And I always tell you because if everything were always good, you wouldn't appreciate it.
Well, we wouldn't have anything to talk about. We'd be out of business.
So, but if you take it down to the macro level, okay, and you think about cell structure and how it's such a violent thing going on there to keep all his.
It is.
Look at your body. How does this thing just not fly apart cell by cell by cell?
Crash.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Look at your fingers, your hands. How does that stay together? Look at any inanimate object in front of you. It's just, it's made up of little
paper.
Things, of littler things, of littler things, of littler things. How does it just not crumble apart?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at it in a bigger thing, in a universal way, okay, we are those little molecular things going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So if you like, take, for example, God looking at all of the universe, and then all we are is just little atoms and stuff bouncing around.
What
and we have to have that push-pull, that yin-yang to make
mango.
It all work.
Is it Mingo or Mango Pon in
Game of Life?
What is it in Game of Life?
In Game of Life.
Hold on, I got it. Mongo.
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 Yeah,
Mongo.
Mongo only Pon in Game of Life.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Right, we are.
We're all part of the structure, man.
Mel Brooks is smarter than
Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks is God.
Yeah.
Sorry, but
right. So
genius.
It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. Remember that the lyric from that line? That's something just to think about. All right, so let's talk about your health for a moment. And the longevity. We used to call this company. It was longevity when it first got started. And then change to longevity because the focus here is on anti-aging products. Anti-aging products that will help you if you have a body that's full of pain, for example. The things that go on in your body. You got high blood pressure? this product line from longevity is aimed at helping you in a way that is probably better than most of the things that you might have exposure to, like prescriptions. People don't want to, first of all, they don't want to spend the money for prescriptions. But, I think this conversation has more merit now because of all the discussion of Obamacare and health care in general, Affordable Care Act. It isn't, it's not a focus on health. It's all a focus on what happens after you get sick. So if you want to eliminate all of this, we talk about consternation, anger, and separation, you take care of you with the longevity lineup of anti-aging products. If you would like to perhaps find out what opportunities there are for you to make money, this is a home-based business that you imagine. Think about this. Everybody you know who has high blood pressure found the products that you represent outperformed anything else, including prescriptions. Get your blood pressure lowered. How about people that you know who have extreme body pain? I can think of Edgar and the body pain that he had. And again, your products outperform their prescriptions. Imagine just by helping your friends with their blood pressure and joint pain, you've started a satisfying home business earning a healthy income. Your friends will share the good news with their friends, and before you know it, you've got a booming longevity home business making more money than you thought was possible. Why don't you check this out for yourself? It doesn't cost you anything. It's kind of a neat deal. If you're interested in finding out about longevity and what you can create, call 855-309-TEAM and join the fastest-growing work-from-home business in America. The number is 855-309-8326, or you can go online to DougStephanTeam.com.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
I'll see you at Old Navy. Come.
Select styles only in store only. Valid for the second per week.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program brought to you in part by the folks at Old Navy. This summer, you can RSVP to everything. Come fun. Come all.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
You always change your oil, but this July at Napa, change what you pay for a change. Get 5 quarts of any Castrol conventional motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $19.99. So hurry into your local Napa and start saving on your changing today.
Napa Know How.
Save more, pay less. More or less. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/12. See store for details.
Television time. Donald Trump and NBC are getting together yet again. And so what do we expect to come? What is going to be hatched out of this sort of convulsion?
Well, there is a rumor. And, yes. You know, I actually am I will tell you, I'm a fan of The Celebrity Apprentice. Love it. Yes. Right. I think. Well, it's a reality show that I can actually see myself participating on because, uh-huh. Yeah, I would so not do Survivor. So I kind of like it, and it's all businessy stuff. But NBC is talking about bringing back an all-star Celebrity Apprentice, which means all the people from the past. They are talking about past winners.
All
like
the
Joan
winners?
Rivers.
Really?
Oh. Well, winners and not winners. Joan Rivers, Brett Michaels, they were the winners of their seasons. They'd be asked back. Other names on the list are Marley Matlin, Gene Simmons, Jesse James, and Omarosa. They could all be back and mixing it up. Because you can tell when the people that have the really strong personalities kind of come to the top, and then right. The ones that are, you know, pushovers get pushed to the bottom. So you get all those strong personalities in a room. Watch out. It's going to be crazy.
Crazy. All right, so that story, by the way, at DougStephan.com, the story about Donald Trump.
Somebody's going to get shot.
Somebody might. And probably Omarosa will be doing the shooting because she's crazy, too.
All right, so
okay,
what else?
So let's talk about Andy Griffith. We've been talking about him today and yesterday. Of course, he passed away on Tuesday. There's some marathons setting up TV Land. If you want to catch the Andy Griffith Show, we'll have a marathon on this Saturday and Sunday. Turner Classic Movies will also do a marathon of Andy Griffith movies, which I'm not as familiar with as this TV show. That's Wednesday, July 18th. And then MeTV is also going to be doing his appearances later in life, like when he was on Hawaii 5-0. Then they're also going to go all the way back as far as Make Room for Daddy, Gomer Pyle, all those, and that'll be today. So you can check that out on MeTV, which is kind of fun.
MeTV.
MeTV.
Me?
Check your local listings. That's all I can tell you.
Is that like WeTV?
You know, MeTV is just another lesser-known network that gets gets past TV shows. They get old TV shows.
Oh, so it's like, what's the TV?
Like TV Land or
TV Land, yeah.
It is. It's like TV
Nostalgia.
Land used to be. Exactly, yeah. Nostalgia.
Yeah.
NBC is going to try something new. They had some success with Smash, so now they've decided to put The Sound of Music on as a live two-hour feature. So they'll actually do a live musical on TV. Kind of weird.
Every week?
No, just The Sound of Music. They've cut a deal with the producers of that show, and they're going to bring it to NBC Live. Mm-hmm. Also, Christine Lottie is in the news. She's an Emmy winner. She's the famous, real tall actress.
Dun,
she's
dun,
on
dun, 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 dun,
yeah. She's headed to Hawaii 5-0 to take on McGarrett. I kind of like that.
Well, and, what is she? She's his mother or something, isn't she? She's his mother.
Yeah, Doris McGarrett. Yeah, right. Exactly. She'll be a pivotal role on the show.
Really?
And then Glee fans, if you were worried about who was going to be in and out, the entire cast is coming back. And good news if you're a Court Overstreet fan. He's just been a reoccurring character since season 2. He's now going to be a full-time character on the show. So.
Yeah. That's big. I'm being facetious.
So,
there's another season of Dallas. Did you say that yesterday? Dallas has been renewed.
Said it a couple days. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been renewed. After only 3 episodes, they picked it up.
Chucker was talking about that yesterday.
Oh, that's what I heard.
Our movie
yesterday.
Guy, and he was just saying how much screen time JR and Bobby get in this new show, and he thinks that that's really what makes it as good. As he says, they're as good as they were. It's like they never stopped.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Is that, anybody agree with that who's watching it?
You know, I actually have it on my DVR.
Me too. I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Yeah, I watched a little bit. I didn't think it was good, but I never was a fan of it in the first place.
Yeah. My mom watched it all the time, and we just kind of watch it with her. Yeah.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Deck 7's Good Day program with Heather and Jennifer Ritchie. Normally Tom Kreidler joins us here, but he's on vacay. Actually, nobody knows this about Tom. He started his own fireworks business.
Really?
He has a in his cellar in his home in New Jersey.
His real name is Ming Cheng Hua. He's right. From China. Yep. His family's been in it for thousands of years.
Right. And I also heard a rumor that he was interested in eating in that hot dog eating contest yesterday. Anybody know who won that? By the way,
there was a girl in it. Did you see
it? The Black Widow chick?
No, they went to the Nathan's restaurant,
right.
Hot dog eating competition on Brooklyn's Coney Isle. Let's see here. There are two or three different people. Joey Jaws Chestnut.
Yeah, Joey
and
Chestnut.
And Sonia Thomas, known as the Black Widow.
Yeah, the Black Widow.
Right. Joey Chestnut is the coolest guy I've interviewed.
He won
before.
It again.
He's awesome. Yeah.
Right. But not by much, Richie.
He won his 68
to 41 or something.
Wow.
She ate 41. He had 68.
68
like
hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
In that heat.
Oh, what a puke fest.
$10,000.
Yeah, that's what you out. So would you eat that many hot dogs
For $10,000?
Nope.
I don't know. Right. I don't know. Ugh.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com. Where did you watch the fireworks last night? A, in a nearby sports stadium or field. B, at a theme park. C, friends or family put on a display. D, we watched from our home. E, fireworks were banned where I live. F, I didn't see fireworks last night. I saw a few. I don't like them, and I don't like to go. I don't like them. Period. I just don't like
them. They scare you.
Charlotte.
Noise.
Charlotte, we were coming back from the field and it was about dark. I'd gone out to do some work and we were coming back and there were fireworks all over the place and Charlotte got very upset about it, running back and forth.
So if Charlotte were out of the equation, would you like fireworks?
Nah, I think they're foolish. Why do I think they're foolish?
They serve no purpose.
Are you kidding? No. They are beautiful, sparkly pieces of fire. What is wrong with you? They are like diamonds.
That stuff means, well, okay, that may be why you like them.
You just don't like the loud noise. Do you?
I don't see how it helps us celebrate the independence of this country. I don't see the connection, frankly.
Dude, you got to let loose every now and then. You really do.
You know that article I sent you.
You are so tight.
I can let loose doing other things. I don't have to necessarily.
Really?
Yeah. How are you celebrating Independence Day was our poll yesterday. And let's see here. 38% of you said it was just another work day. I thought that was pretty interesting. A lot of people listen to us because we're on live. We're the only live. I think we were the only live syndicated program on yesterday.
Probably.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun, by the way?
What do I do for fun?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about it. Like, I know you enjoy working on the farm. And movies.
That's a little crude.
Movies.
Oh, but it's okay. It's healthy and honest.
I find...
What else?
If I were to take the time, and I'm going to do more of it, Edgar's passing has given me cause to think about a number of things. Not only what's going on the farm, but the way that I view my life and my purpose, in essence. And I think that there are different things you can do. People say often, what's that, the cornball expression, nobody when they're dying says they wish they'd worked more.
Yeah.
Right. But I enjoy what I do. I enjoy this. I enjoy...
No. I know that. I know
this
you
is
enjoy
fun.
What you
this
do.
Is fun for
and
me,
and spending
for the most
time
part.
With your kids. That's a big thing for
And I
you.
Love to be in the presence of my
I'm
children.
I'm talking about an activity. It's fun.
What is it? What activity I enjoy, the physical activity of being on the farm? What's wrong with that? Why is that so hard for you
so
to
So that's
get?
Your fun. No, I'm just...
It is, well, in part. I think it's
clarifying.
Fun being on the tractor. Frankly, I am extraordinarily fortunate in that I've traveled a lot, and I find that very much the enjoyment that I get from seeing how other people live, experiencing other things that are so foreign to us, I found have added a great deal to my life, frankly. In terms of, I enjoyed jumping into my swimming pool naked. Does that make you happy?
All right.
Like now we're talking.
That, I
Note
like
to
that.
Self, stay out of Doug's pool.
Yeah, I enjoy that a lot. And
cars, right? Don't you like cars?
I like cars, yeah, I do. Like right? But I do like the swing in the nude, frankly. I can get into more detail on that if you'd like. You're so worried about
me.
You
call me cool.
Luckily, we're out of time.
Leave.
You started this, I think, pal. If I remember
didn't know where I was going there.
Naked swimming in the pool.
Yeah. With a bar of soap.
And isn't there a Google? Yep, bar of soap. Isn't there a Google camera somewhere they can find me doing that?
I'm sure.
God, I hope not.
The military's looking at you.
Right, exactly. They can have all Yeah. It's
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.